July 31st, John Knox.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
John Knox was a Scottish minister, theologian, and writer who was a leader of the country's Reformation. In fact, he was the founder of the Presbyterian Church of Scotland. But this is a different story. On this date, in 1547, Knox was captured by the French Navy.
Speaking up against evil requires an ordinary man who trusts God. The trouble started when Cardinal Beaton, a high-ranking Catholic Church official, put out a hit on reformer John Knox. The man would not stop speaking out against the Catholic Church, who now owned 50% of Scotland's real estate and collected 18 times as much as the crown. Knox's mentor got arrested and insisted Knox take refuge in a nearby castle. Disguising themselves as masons, some other reformers had already gotten into St. Andrew's Castle, which had its own soldiers. Knox joined them. The gathered reformers plotted against Cardinal Beaton. A battle ensued, and the reformers defeated Beaton and formed their first Protestant congregation in Scotland. The authorities decided that the reformers had murdered Beaton. So 3 months later, Scotland's French allies attacked the reformers. Knox could have fled the castle before the bloody battle began, but he refused to abandon his duty as minister. He committed to himself to share in whatever fate lay ahead. Knox firmly believed, "If the Lord will, we shall live." The weary reformers bravely fought against the French naval ground troops for more than a month. But the French surrounded the castle with French soldiers from 20 galley ships. Guns were then mounted on a nearby college roof. England failed to send help, and the French forces relentlessly bombarded the castle. To save their lives, the reformers agreed to a conditional surrender, which that all 120 people in the castle would be spared. They could join the French army, or they would be allowed to relocate to any country except Scotland. But when the reformers arrived in France, the French went back on their word, and the reformers were branded as heretics. They became prisoners of war and were forced onto the galley ship to labor as galley slaves. In groups of six, they were chained to benches and worked 45-foot-long oars. If they slowed down, slave drivers lashed them with whips. During the winter months, the reformers were exposed to extreme cold, and in the summer months, unbearable heat. At night, they had to sleep crammed shoulder to shoulder on the bench or beneath the feet of other slaves. But Knox regarded his anguish of mind and intense physical affliction as a trial sent from God intended to build his faith. Every effort was made to convert the reformers to the Catholic Church. Mass was offered daily, and the reformers covered their heads and refused to listen. In Proverbs 29:25, it states, "The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe." Knox's unflinching faith was contagious. His fellow captives, once drowning in despair, asked Knox if he thought an escape was lawful and likely. Knox told them it was both lawful and likely for them to leave that galley ship. But he said he had no doubt he would not die until he had preached and glorified the name of God again in the place he had preached his first sermon. After 19 months of degrading captivity, the reformers were freed, and he went on to preach the gospel. Are you clear about what you believe in? Clear enough to know when it's important to speak up? Speaking up against evil requires an ordinary man who trusts God.
Hello, 365 Christian Men. Jason King here, lead pastor of Faith Church in Arvada, Colorado. What a powerful example we just heard from the life of John Knox. And I want to give you a challenge, all of us a challenge. I want you to think about the life of John Knox. I want you to think about his journey and what anchored him to being the man who he was, and what allowed him to make a difference in the world is this one reality. He chose never to compromise what he knew to be true. In the face of opposition, in the face of difficulties, in the face of threats against his own life, Knox stood and spoke and declared truth. We live in a world that desperately needs men to stand and speak truth. God didn't call us to shrink back into the shadows and wait for a rescue. He called us to stand and to stand firm. As men, we hold a place in our world with our families, with our friends, with our marriages, with our relationships, with our colleagues, to hold this one thing to be right and strong and anchored to truth. I want to encourage you today, it is never inappropriate to speak God's truth. It's never the wrong time. It's never out of order. It is always right and always true. And so we live in a world that tells us you can't speak truth, that tells us actually the words of a loving God can somehow be hateful. Doesn't make sense. Knox understood. He had a commission from God to speak truth. And here's the challenge. I want you to hear this today. When Knox was threatened, when Knox had the opportunity to shrink back, to not speak truth, he decided that he will not abandon his call as a minister. Men, we are called to be ministers. It doesn't matter whether you're in a church or you're in a construction site or you're in an office or whatever you're doing. What matters is you understand you're called. You are called to be a minister. As men, we are called to stand firm. We're called to do all that we can to communicate the word of God with the love of God and the spirit of our Savior Christ. And I want to encourage you today, this challenge of standing firm. But I also want to challenge you with this. Knox, once he left and once he was taken captive by the French, he was determined to return to the place of his original calling and understanding of what God had in his life. So many times when we find ourselves that we drift from that calling or we drift from a truth, what happens is we are in the hands of the enemy or we are being influenced by the enemy, and we are intimidated to return to the place of our calling. Friends, listen, return to the place of where you drifted from the truth. Return from the place from where you decided, you know, I'm going to go this way, and trust your loving, gracious God to receive you and to restore you back to the place of your calling, like Knox. Friends, this is a great opportunity for us and our families and our world to stand and speak truth. And know this, it is never inappropriate to speak God's truth. So what area in your life do you need to return to truth? What area in your life have you been intimidated by what's around you to shrink back? It's time to speak, and it's time to stand. God bless you.